Well, tomorrow is Halloween, and your boys and ghouls are probably excited to shake down the neighbors for some candy. It used to be a pumpkin's worst nightmare, with unsupervised kids smashing jack-o'-lanterns when no one could see. But these days, parents often walk their children to the door for their safety, or they take them to the mall, where they can skip spooky houses altogether. Peter Gray is a research professor at Boston College. He specializes in children's developmental psychology. Gray says that Halloween is very different from when he was a kid.
It's really sad that over the years, we've been gradually taking the fun and adventure out of childhood. Kids need to experience a little bit of fear. That's part of play. That's part of the adventure of childhood. That's how children learn to be courageous. It's how children learn to take charge of their own life, is to do things that are just a little bit scary. And a result of that, and there's actually excellent clinical evidence for this, is that children are far less resilient emotionally today than they were in the past. There's far higher incidence of childhood anxiety disorders, of childhood depression. Children are more fragile than they were in the past, and they're more fragile because we treat them as if they were fragile.
Why do you think it's that lack of independence that children had in an early era that makes them more prone to anxiety and depression? There are a lot of other factors at play, aren't there? A lot of families have broken up. There are a lot more divorces. Couldn't those be the factors that have contributed to this?
There's a lot of reasons for why I attribute it, this change, primarily to the decline of play. One is it does not correlate well with anything else. It doesn't correlate with economic cycles. It doesn't correlate with wars. It doesn't correlate with divorces. The divorce rate really peaked in the late 1970s, early 1980s, and yet this increase in depression and anxiety and other childhood disorders has continued well beyond that at an almost linear function as childhood freedom to play and explore has continued to decline. And it makes sense. I mean, what is it that children learn when they're playing, when they're away from adults? They're learning how to be adults. They're learning how to control their own behavior. They're learning that they can manage things. And if you can manage things, then the world isn't as scary. The world isn't as depressing. Keeping children in at Halloween or walking closely with them to make sure that absolutely nothing happens and therefore it's not really an adventure for the child, this is just symptomatic of a very general change and a very sad change that has occurred in our culture.
Peter Gray is my guest. He's the author of Free to Learn, Why Unleashing the Instinct to Play Will Make Our Children Happier, More Self-Reliant, and Better Students for Life. Now, parents often don't let their kids go trick-or-treat alone because they think that it's dangerous. Are they wrong to think that?
Well, I don't want to say that there are no dangers. Probably the biggest danger of trick-or-treating is the possibility of being hit by an automobile. There is an increase in childhood fatalities as a result of automobile accidents. So traffic is something to be cautious about. The things that parents usually worry about, however, are not that. And those things, it turns out, are really not the risk that people think they are. So people are afraid that their child is going to be snatched away. They'll go knock on a door and some stranger is going to grab them and molest them or God knows what. You know, it doesn't happen. There's been research showing that, first of all, this is an extraordinarily, extraordinarily rare crime at any time of year. And there's actually been research showing that there's zero increase in that rate of that occurring on Halloween.
It's kind of creepy around my neighborhood. I got to admit, it's a little spooky even when I'm walking around on the way home these days. And what about fear of fear itself? I mean, I think it's a natural instinct of parents not to want to see their kids frightened in some way. And what would you say to the parent that says, well, I don't want my kid to be freaked out. I want to hold his or her hand so they're not scared on Halloween.
I absolutely agree with that. You don't want your kid to be freaked out. You don't want to push your kid to do something that your child is too afraid to do. And so children who have been overprotected and then you try to send them out on this night with all these spooky sounds and spooky things going on, they might be afraid to do it. And if the child says, hey, I want to do this myself, or I want to do this with my older brother and not you, And if you can't stay, if you can't resist being at least out there, at least don't walk up to the door with them. Stay back. Allow as much adventure as your child is ready for and wants and that you can tolerate.
Peter Gray is a research professor at Boston College, the author of Free to Learn, Why Unleashing the Instinct to Play Will Make Our Children Happier, More Self-Reliant, and Better Students for Life. Okay, now something for you Halloween procrastinators. KUOW's youth radio group Radioactive gathered some costume ideas, the best and the worst. Radioactive producers went to Pike Place Market to ask people about costumes.
What was the best costume you ever worn?
Probably my wizard costume.
Being a nudist on strike.
I dressed up as a bottle of sriracha.
I had this scary mask, and I have this laugh.
Gosh, I'd say the best is definitely any princess costume I've worn. The worst, one year I dressed up as a mermaid, but my mom always freaked out about the cold weather on Halloween. So I had to wear like this big old long sleeve shirt under it and this big old jacket over it, so no one knew what I was. They said, oh, look at this skeleton, and oh, this pumpkin, and oh, what are you?
Oh, my worst costume was being the country Germany. It just happened.
Probably when I was a kid, and my mom dressed me up as a clown, but she did my makeup really horrible.
I didn't really have a costume, so I threw a towel over my shoulder, wore a swimsuit, and called it good.
It's probably the best and worst combined into one. Where I cut the butt cheeks out of my pants and painted my butt silver, and I was the full moon.
Thanks to our Radioactive producers for that piece. It's The Record on KUOW.